hi, and thanks for joining us for this daily encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading titled Running for What Matters was written by Monica LaRose. It was impossible not to tear up at my friend Ira's status update, posted in 2022, only days after she'd left her home in Kyiv, the besieged capital of Ukraine. She shared a past image of herself lifting her country's flag after completing a running event. She wrote, "We are all running to the best of our abilities, a marathon called life. Let's run it these days even better than that, with something that never dies in our hearts." In the following days, I saw the many ways my friend continued to run that race as she kept us updated on how to pray for and support those suffering in her country. Ira's words brought new depth to the call in Hebrews 12 for believers to run with perseverance. That call follows chapter 11's moving account of the heroes of faith, the great cloud of witnesses who'd lived with courageous, persistent faith, even at risk to their lives. Even though they only saw and welcomed God's promises from a distance, they were living for something eternal, for something that never dies. All believers in Jesus are called to live that same way. Because the shalom, the flourishing and peace of God's kingdom, is worth giving our all for. Christ's example and power is what sustains us. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 39 through chapter 12, verse 3. These were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised, since God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Let's pray. Dear God, words fail us when we see your people in heartbreaking circumstances. Please give us the courage and perseverance to follow you and to pray for them as they do. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Alicia Reisinger, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.